Thank you. And I think we have actually run out of time. So just to close, I would have said I'd go to my panelists, but we haven't got enough time. So I'll just make a few closing comments. First of all, thank you to the panelists for your interventions. They've been extremely interesting and useful. We can see that the need to have resilient supply chains and regional frameworks that actually work are important. We are on the brink, I think, on the precipice of the state-to-state agreements that we will see how they pan out, and we'll be watching Thomas's research very closely on that. But as we've heard from the panelists, integration, regional frameworks, supply chains, all have great potential as long as they are executed in a fair and balanced manner. International engagement and outreach, as Canada has been doing with some of their partners, is key to this. And as Professor Harmony said, having the thing on paper but actually implementing it is another story, and therefore we have to ensure that we're clear on what we want from these relationships and we have a global outlook and not just a local and inward-looking response to it. So just to wrap up, I'd like to say thank you again to my panelists. Thank you to IGF for this very, very important session. We're very grateful for the opportunity to talk about this important topic. I'm going to hand over to Isabel, who's going to give you some information about the next